Hello, my name is Mark Amanzo, and this next track is from Brain Vat from Palm Desert. It's called Creating Hell. It's recorded at Dead End Studios in Palm Desert, mastered by Joe Palmasio at the Palace of Mastering in Nashville, Tennessee. They can't just say from the choices you make.
I'm Dead King.
It's Ogre.
And today we're going to be interviewing a good buddy of ours, and his name is
Mark Amanzo, promoter at Midnight Society Productions, based out in Ventura County, 805.
All right. What's up, brother? How are you?
All right, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Good.
We're just here trying to kind of wake up. I woke up from a nap a while ago. So
trying to survive this apocalypse.
Yeah, man. There's nothing to do. That's what I feel like. There's like nothing to do but sleep and like drink and eat.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Watch some porn. That's all we can do, man.
Heck yeah.
How you been doing, man? Dealing with all this craziness right now.
Just you know, taking it day by day. Just seeing how the situation develops. I think I read right now that Missouri opened up like for shows, and I'm like, oh wow, okay.
No way.
Yeah, they're lifting the ban on that, and I was like, well, let's see how that goes for them.
Oh, I don't know. It's a little cringe and a little exciting at the same time, because I know everyone wants to go out, man, but I don't know.
Yeah, no way, man.
All right.
Yeah, can you imagine that? 6 feet apart, like, not being able to mosh.
Yeah, right?
6 feet apart mosh pits? No one's touching each other. Everyone's just kind of like dodging each other. Like, oh, fuck. Don't touch me. That's crazy. Oh, man. I know a lot of these days are just hungry to come out right now, man. They're just like, nope.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I miss the days of going to shows Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, all the days.
I know, man. It's a trick. Time just slow down. There's just nothing to do. But
seriously.
All right then, bro. So we're going to ask you a few questions how we always do in the podcast, you know. So we're going to give everyone the little backstory to our brother here from Midnight Productions. And yes, see how you became about, bro. So you're mainly a promoter?
Mainly a promoter. I started my production company three years ago now. With a buddy of mine in a band called Inazuma. He needed a show put together, and I didn't know like what I was doing or anything. He's just like, hey, you have enough contacts and friends and all that, and I'm sure you could put it together. And I was like, I don't think so, man. And sure enough, ever since then, it's been on.
How was that first show, though? How did that go, though?
It was cool. I learned a lot. Definitely learned a lot. people like to sneak into the back. You need like additional help with sound. Additional, like, it was a good test run, and it was very interesting to say the least. Everything that could have gone right went right, and everything that could have gone wrong went really wrong.
Oh shit! Was it like a backyard show or what?
Nah, it was in a Mexican restaurant called Los Padres out here in Oxnard, and yeah, it was cool. Definitely learning experience, and ever since then though, I haven't stopped. So it's been fun.
Oh, that's dope, man! Like, do you like it? You like what you do right now, or it's a...
Oh yeah, most definitely. I couldn't picture myself not doing it.
You're not nervous anymore doing it?
No. If anything, I'm more invested into it now more than any other year. And then, which should have been a lot of cool announcements got postponed. But, you know, take it day by day and figuring it out.
Oh, that's dope, though, bro. Like, you know, going into this line of work, or is it, would you call it work? Or is it just...
It also goes back to what they say. If you love what you do, it isn't work. So, I love what I do, so...
All right, yeah. Do you work on the side? You do your own side jobs while you do this, or?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, definitely. Working the flooring does, that keeps me going throughout the day and week.
All right. At least is there any way it comes out of your pocket to do this at all?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I fund most of it. Hire my friends to do whatever possible sound security. Merch, door, anything, So, but for the most part, it's worth it. I wouldn't give it up for anything.
Hey, if you need a stripper, bro, I'm all here. I got you, man.
Hey, let's do it.
He's already writing it down, man. Here we go. I can shine your shoes. I can give you a lap dance. I can do all sorts of things.
Yep. I was thinking about something in between the 15 minutes and the turnaround. So. There
you go. Well, the band's setting up, man. Like, all right, great. We got Brian on morale. Stage. Morale. Morale for the crowd. Oh shit, get him up, get him hyped up.
Right. Alert. You gotta do Motley Crue's girls
or there you go. You gotta play some 80s songs out there, man.
Of course. You gotta throw
Whitesnake
in there too.
Just now we're just getting dank. Getting that dirty. This guy. Yeah. Well, that's pretty dope, man. Like, you got your little crew. Like, do you have like the same old guys that come in and help you, or is it just you always get someone new? Like, you have a crew.
For the most part, it's the same guys, but rotate them out, and yeah, just But for the most part, yeah, he's the same guys.
Oh, that's dope. That's cool that you got like a loyal crew that always come by for you to help you out.
Yeah, trust me, they put in so much freaking work, and I'm just, like, grateful and try to learn off of them as much as I can to make it easier.
So what main genre do you usually promote, bro?
Main genres be, like, metal, punk, hardcore, let's see what else. Yeah, thrash, of course. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, just pretty much anything that sounds good.
And so you're from Ventura, and is it Ventura you're from, or?
Ventura County, but I'm out here in Oxnard.
All right. So in Oxnard, how's the scene out there?
It's cool. It's good. We got the Nardcore scene as usual, going strong, thriving. You still got Select 13, Ill Repute, False Confession, No/Dr. No. You got like up and coming bands like Civil Conflict. You got the Future Legends, Dead Heat. What else we got? There's just so much popping up right now. There's a lot of good bands out here in the scene. And in Ventura County as well, you got Pink Mist, you got Charman, you got like a million cool bands out here. So,
oh, hell yeah.
Definitely not a shortage of bands out here.
That's dope, bro. So what would you consider like your main go to bands right now?
My main go to bands for As for what, like
just like shows that the you know like bands that don't let you down right now.
Yeah, like what are your favorites? Like to like promote or play.
Or I'm sorry.
To like promote or like you know like you like to having like your own lineup when you promote shows.
For sure, definitely. Dead Heat. There's also Goat Rhythm. Sweet Reaper. Man, this the list goes on. Yeah, just every band brings it 100%, and never like they all just have the drive, hunger, passion, fire, and yeah. they all bring a different crowd, but ultimately it's just about just killing it out there.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it, man. With music, you get to see everyone's passion. You know, you're in the back, you know, watching everyone like killing it on stage.
And oh yeah,
it's a trip. You feel their energies, bro. You know, some people are anxious, some people are excited, some people are like super crazy on stage. You know.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Would you?
No, and then like each show, they just keep getting better and better. Like Dragon Ball Z, their power levels keep going up.
There you go. It's over 9,000.
Yeah. Exactly.
Was there ever a show you ever done where it just like they just blew your mind? Like there was like this show like you never thought that you could ever done, but you pulled it off and there was like a great lineup.
I would say it was I had two shows on one night. I think like a mile apart from each other. But one show we had Hands of God. The Fight from New York, Omega Point from Oxnard, Slow Bleed, and Deprive. And that was a Dead Heat record release show.
Oh, damn.
And then down the street, we had a Death Grave from Oakland with Pink Mist and Cetus. And that was awesome. That was so cool. Both shows went really well. And I couldn't believe I pulled that off.
How did you do two shows, bro? How's that work?
Well, both headliners both needed that show date, and I just made it happen. Got locked in two venues, locked in two amazing teams, and pulled it off. You know, took a million phone calls in between sets, but yeah.
Hey, bro, I need this. Oh, bro, where's that?
Yeah, definitely. I had some friends leaving this show to the other show to help out with that show.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
you couldn't leave. Like you had to stay on one of them, or.
Yeah, I had to stay at one for sure, yeah.
Oh, shit.
For sure. The other one, I trusted my team for that, so they pulled that off beautifully.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. Two shows at once, man.
So do you, like, have, like, your own office when it comes to, like, the productions, or are you just running from, like, your own place?
Yeah, I just run it from my room, basically, you know? DIY is F.
Headquarters?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah, headquarters.
Oh, yeah. That's the way we all do it, bro.
Yeah, that's the way to go, man. It never ends.
I got a little corner in my room where I claim. It's my corner.
That's all you need for sure.
Hilarious. Nah, but, you know, that's how it goes. That's the beauty of all of this, man. It's like, we love it. We all love it. And, like, I mean, we're all music enthusiasts. Like, we all love music, you know. It's like, it doesn't matter what genre it is. It's like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy how it works. And that's how we're all here, man. Like, that's why we're doing this podcast. Yeah. This is why you do what you do, bro, you know. And we got our camera guy, you know, doing what he does in the background. Travis, Pomoneca.
What up, Travis?
Oh. Say, what's up, Travis?
I was laying down.
He's tired. My brother had a rough night.
One of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Drinking that water, bro.
H2O, baby.
Yeah, I got me some Jameson right here.
Oh. Hey.
Oh, oh! Sneaky.
Oh, man, but even that show we did with you guys, Bodily Brewing, Aseptic, Ritual Moon, Dying to Be Dead, that was fucking awesome. That show was cool.
Oh, that was a badass show, man. I'm very honored to play with you, bro. Thank you for having us on there, man.
Nah, man. That was the beauty part of it. Zero weak links in the chain. Everyone shredded. Everyone pitted hard. You couldn't ask for any more.
Yeah, that was a dope show, man. We got you got like that little skeleton on top, bro. Is that for a name, or is it that for just chills there?
I guess he just chills there. I guess he just chills there for the most
no one,
part.
No one named him yet?
Nobody named him yet, but we should probably change that.
Hey, so what's your the main places that you play shows at, or you have a bunch of them?
Multiple spots for sure, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Do you travel to it? Like, do you travel like far? Do you travel far or just in Ventura?
Just say in Ventura County, basically. I'll put shows together in Oxnard, Camarillo, Ventura. Mainly just those three cities.
All right, cool. Do you plan to expand more, or is it just you're cool where you're at right now?
We definitely had some plans this year to do something out in Tijuana. And then, of course, LA was we had plans to head out there too into Santa Ana, but you know, everything's delayed at the moment.
Oh man, it's gonna be delayed for a long time, bro. It's not that I don't think it'll like. It won't stop shows completely, but I feel like people are gonna be paranoid to still come out.
Yeah, that's true. Until like you say, until like 2021, they'll probably let like all concert events and everything run through. But a lot of people are trying to do like you know like shows in their houses and people to come, but people still don't want to come out regardless because it's a whole virus.
Yeah, definitely. Live stream is most definitely the way to go at the moment, and then just recordings and. Podcasts.
Yeah, that's our thing, man. We can't bring people in. I mean, well, we have some people, but most people want to go online, and we don't blame them.
For sure.
Some people are scared, and it is what it is. And some people are far, bro. So it's better for us, you know. It's easy, you know. Spam online. What's up? Seconds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's cool. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's not going to cancel any local shows, though, bro. It's not like we bring, like, thousands of people.
Nah, man, but, you know, it's just, man, just, it's crazy. You just miss it so much, and, like, it's like church for people like me, you know?
Yeah, it's a little religion for us, man, just to go out there and just hear music, you know?
Especially when it's, like, probably the only thing that you do, and then you, like, they tell you not to do it anymore. It's like, what do I do now?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Oh, man, everyone's gonna be all rusty moshy, man. They're like, forget how to mosh.
Like, I know. I think everyone's gonna burn out super tough within the first.
The first song. That's it. The first band. Everyone's gonna be out, bro. That's it.
I don't think there's gonna be any complaints from the opening bands about people not being there for the first song, the first show ever.
I know, man. I wouldn't blame them, bro. Everyone's getting a little chunky too, man. The gyms are closed.
Right. Yeah. What's it called? I saw like a meme that said before and after quarantine and just chunks.
It's true though. I see a couple guys get a little chunky and I was like, oh shit, this is crazy. I was like,
I tripped out looking outside and seeing like everybody running. And I'm just like, dude.
Yeah, all of a sudden everyone wants to run. That's what free. That's what like trips me out the most.
I've never seen these people run before.
I've never seen anybody.
Unless they were always those jogger guys at the gym, you know how they always just hog the treadmills. But I've never seen them out around, man.
Fucking Hans.
It's true though, man. But so, what you say is like, as a promoter yourself, how did you feel like building up your reputation? So like let's talk about year one. How did that go that first time you started?
Every show was a learning experience. And then you know you slowly start to expand and get to work with more bands and you're still learning like ropes. Even though people can tell you that it's just a learning experience, and you kind of learn everything, whether you want to or not.
Yeah, you just throw you on the you just throw yourself in the fire.
Yeah, pretty much. You just throw yourself in there, and or like you know, just like somebody throwing you in on the deep end, and you learn how to swim.
You know, you didn't have any like you know like worse like rock bottom points where you're like, oh shit, like you know, this could either fail or go big, but I have to step up my game now. Like any shows that you've had an experience like that.
Yeah, there was a show where, like, you know, wasn't the best turnout, and then, like, you know, you had to get, hook everyone up with gas, and, you know, sometimes you do have to pay out of pocket, you know? Attendance wasn't, you know, the greatest, or wasn't promoted right, or I could have done this, or I could have done that, and you just kind of, like, take note and apply it to the next show.
But when you first started, was it only you, or did you already have a crew already with you?
No, I didn't. I was so lucky, and I just kind of took note of who was doing sound at shows, and I got really lucky, and I got my buddy Josiah Hendrickson sounds cooler, Josiah. Josiah Hendricks from Total Resistance. He's a drummer and also a drummer for Ursula and various projects. And I just saw Mick doing sound one night at the tavern in Ventura. And I was like, hey, man, I have a show coming up and I need somebody to do sound. And he was like, okay. And then ever since then, he's been like one of the guys that's consecutively been there for me.
Oh, awesome.
And so then he's part of the original, you know, Midnight Society production crew. And still present, you know, like kind of like the Avengers, like he comes in and out whenever he wants.
He's like the Hulk and shit. It's like he's like, how do you do it, man? It's my secret, man. I'm always mad. You know, he turns around. He's like, I'm always mad.
Yeah. How do you do it? I'm always doing sound, fool.
There you go. I'm always doing sound. Oh shit, that's dope, man. So that's your main sound guy, huh?
Yeah, and the second one is my good friend Waldo Bullet. I'm not gonna hope I said your last name right, but Waldo. He's also the shit, man. He's been on tour with like Royal Blood and been able to do sound with like Dick Dale and, you know, stuff like that. And he's a freaking pro. He's a beast. And I also have to give it up to him. Without those two,
that's bad.
It'd be a whole different ballpark, or, you know, a different game, or, you know, I don't know, scene.
So were they there for you, like, the first shows, or, like, just you met them later on?
Josiah was for the first one, and then I think Waldo came in second or third show, I want to say. And then originally I had asked him if he could do lighting, and then turns out he knew way more than I thought about everything else. So. And then I was like, dude, you're in. Like Deadpool says, you're in.
Hell yeah. we're gonna go to a little break, bro. So we're gonna let you announce the second song.
Okay. The second song is from my buds out in Colorado / Oxnard. They're called Old Lone. They have a new EP they just put out this May, called Pulses, and the track's called Wounds. It's on Stasic Recordings, and it fucking rips.
All right.
Doesn't rise.
bring us back.
All right, welcome back to Consider Dead Podcast. We're here with our buddy Marco
from Marco, Midnight Marco, Marco.
Productions.
I'm Dead King. And we got Travis from Winneka.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, so we were just coming off from break, and you know, we did our poo-poo, we did our pee-pee, we take some shots, we're feeling good, I'm feeling good. We were talking about Spider-Man, we were talking about the government, we were talking about all sorts of stuff, and Ogre was
just chilling.
He was chilling. He was chilling like a villain, man. Yeah. He was out there like a ninja. Yeah. I didn't even see him, bro. He was wearing his hoodie in the back. I was like, where is this fool? He was like right there the whole time. I was like, oh, shit.
It's like Drax in that Infinity movie.
There he goes. True. Oh, shit. All right, man.
How long were you there, Travis? An hour.
Damn. You heard that, Travis? He's talking about you.
What?
He said Winneka sucks.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's from Chatsworth.
No, he's from, what was it? Merced.
Merced. He's from Merced. Because first, when we started his podcast, he said he was from Winneka. And then we interviewed this other fool, I guess, that knew him for a long time. And then he said that he's from Chatsworth. And then he told us that he's actually born in Merced. So it's our life is a lie, bro. We don't know this guy. He's a liar, bro.
That's bad.
All right then, bro. So, you know, we were talking about your shows and everything. So we talked about you doing two shows. We talked about you doing, you know, an empty show. Is there anything in your experience that really got you, like, was there ever a tight situation where you felt like you got to quit? Like, you know, you were, like, close to the ropes?
I can't say at the moment. Not yet. That situation hasn't arisen.
Right. It hasn't gone that bad then.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten that bad, no. All right. No, thank God.
what are the funniest request bands are ever asked you?
For sure, you know, let's see. okay, one was hilarious. It was like it was a show at the at Dive Bar in Ventura. And like, and the artist wanted a hotel room. He wanted food, accommodations, a vegan option menu, and a guarantee of like 2,000. Mm. And I was like, "Hey,
what the fuck?"
So how about you not play?
And then this, I believe the set was gonna be like 45 to 50 minutes only. So
what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, I want a bowl of M&M's, but only the blue ones. Only the blue ones. Nothing else.
And I think another odd request was they wanted water bottles, but it had to be Arrowhead. It had to be. Specific one, you know, like a specific, like the mini ones, not the regular size bottle, the mini ones. I don't know why that was. Even
hey, bro, they already sound bad, bro. They want Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Sure. Who drinks Arrowhead, dog? I don't know. I'd rather drink sink water. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Hose water. Just go to the hose. Yeah. Just drink it like back in the 90s, man. Just like.
Yeah, I like water though, man. That was some good stuff. Whatever was in it.
Oh, yeah.
You're already immune to the corona?
That shit was dang, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I used to turn on the hose and just like chug that thing, man. Nowadays, yeah. Everyone's just looking at me like, what was it? When I used to go to shows back in the day, and I remember I went to like Safari Sam's. It was a venue in Hollywood, and I went out there to go see, I don't know, what was it? I think I saw Hyrax. I forgot some other band that was playing, and I went to ask for a water, and I was only like, what, 16, 15, and they were like, oh, can I have a water? It's like $5 for a water, and I was like, oh, hell no. So I went to the sink, to the sink in the bathroom and just started chugging that shit. I remember fools would get like plastic cups and just fill that bitch up and just like start chugging water out of the sink. It's too much, bro. It's too much. $5 for a water bottle?
Yeah. Absurd. Yeah. I mean, that sucks like venues, like the big venues, like Staples and all that. And it's probably like $8 a water bottle.
Oh yeah, I remember when we went to go see Slayer once. It was like $20 for like a beer or some shit, like a tall can or something. Like that.
Yeah, dude. I saw Iron Maiden out in Texas, and I bought a tall can of Bud Light, and that shit was $18.
God damn.
Yeah, man. I know that. But you want to feel a buzz too, so it's just like, you know, yeah. It's like you got to, you know, it's gonna hurt your wallet, but it's like when you ever get to a big show like that, you know, it's like you gotta, yeah, you gotta enjoy yourself. Definitely.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Nah, it's true though, man. But yeah, I mean, some artists are crazy, bro. They ask some like ridiculous questions. Like, I promoted some shows for my old bands back in the day, and then you know, Bali Ruin as well. And I feel promoters, man. I always try to be respectful and everything. And so I kind of understand not as extreme as you are, because you know you do that all the time. But you know, here and there we'll try to do little local shows for ourselves, like, you know, in our hometown, and bring all the bands. And we'll get bands that was like, oh nope, we gotta be first. Well, we gotta be last. We gotta do that. And I was like, damn dog, like, we just asked you wanted to play. We didn't ask you what time, like. Jeez, relax. Yeah.
There's always that situation that pops up too. Sometimes it's like they want a preference on the slot, or you know. But then sometimes it's legit, and it's like, oh, you know, we're coming from like, you know, San Diego.
The guilt trip. That,
yeah. Yeah.
The little violin coming out.
You perfectly nailed it.
It's like, I get it, bro, but sheesh, I don't know.
Are there, like, any pros and cons? You, like, stuff that you hate about being a promoter, stuff that you actually love about being a promoter?
Stuff I like, for sure, just, like, all the badass merch and, you know, records and stickers, pins, patches, all that to collect and buy and stuff, you know. I love that shit. It's fucking cool. And then, you know, getting all the albums personalized from everybody and, you know, supporting that. The cons I would say is just like, you know, hey, let me in, bro. Show them only $3, man.
The freebies. Remember that one time I let you have a cigarette?
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I know, man. There's always someone trying to get a little something, man.
Yeah. But there's always that back door too, where it's like, hey, it's nobody's looking, hop the fence, or you know, open it, and it's like, bro, just support, man. Like, you know, keep the bands on the road.
I know.
Keep the bands on the road.
Especially the locals, bro. Like, you know, we're not, a lot of the locals are not really coming in for money, man. They're all doing it just to do it.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, exactly. It's passion, drive, love, you know, for what we love.
Is there any bands that you miss, bro? Like, I'm pretty sure you see bands come and go, but is there any bands that just stopped? Like, they were awesome, and they're just gone now.
Locally, for the most part, everyone's still active. You know.
Oh, that's good, man.
Yeah, that's actually good. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I can't really say it. I miss anyone because everyone's just killing it right now.
Oh, that's good, man. Because I know some bands, they don't like each other. Hey, you kissed my lady and it's over. You stole my toothbrush. You pissed me off. It's over.
Yeah. There's one band.
A toothbrush? They fought over a toothbrush? No.
It's away from here, but. Nah. There was a really bad band called Massinger. They were killing it for many, many years. Then they broke up, and they started other side projects, you know, like Sweeper, Unlugs, and so forth. But, yeah, that's one band I was like, fuck, they broke up, but they were so rad each time.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, a lot of people don't understand what it takes to, like, keep a group together, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you forget that a band isn't just, you know, one person. It's freaking four or five different lives, you know?
Yeah.
Coming together to make it happen, sacrificing time, more practicing, investing miles, traveling, investing time, honing the craft, arguing with your bandmate, you know?
It's a love-hate thing, man.
tune the guitar, and the drummer's ta 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 ta.
Anyways, I was just blasting.
So I was blasting exactly like Frank from Spinal.
It's true though, man. It's a trip, man. A lot of people don't see that. It's crazy to see the people just pick up instruments and like they don't even know what they're doing, man. And then later on, they're just like in this band, they're all badass. They're just, you know, first they were like pluck 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 pluck, and all of a sudden they're shredding. You know, like oh damn, what? Like years go by so quick. You know, yeah, you see people grow.
Definitely. Man. Yeah, that's the beautiful part too. Is just like I said, just watching everyone like from a year ago. Like I look at like you know flyers from a year ago, and then compare. I mean, I'll be like, where are they now? And it's like, dude, they just keep shredding, get better, new bandmate, new EP, tour, or they, you know, got on a comp, and, you know, just everyone's been progressing, and that's cool. It's really cool. Good to see. Nice to see.
Is there any bands right now, do you think, stick out where you're at right now?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. For sure, Dead Heat, for sure. Definitely. They're killing it worldwide. They did a Euro tour. They were gonna go play in Asia and then Japan, what I was able to read. And then they always have the sickest shows, you know, out in LA too. And they're just on top of it.
Where are they? Are they hardcore or really punk or what genre?
They're like a mix of hardcore, thrash, punk, crossover, all that good stuff mixed into a ball of epicness, and it's just awesome to see. The pits are insane. Oh, each time it's just like fuck.
No, they're doing something right, bro.
yeah definitely. And it's like you don't think the pits will get, you know, it's like damn, the next show it's not even gonna be like that. And it's like the next show is like holy shit, look at this shit, they're all dogpiling the shit out of each other.
Yeah, that means they're doing good, man. They're doing good.
Yeah, definitely. What up, foos?
There you go, you little shout out. That's good, man. I honestly haven't heard of them, man, but I'm gonna go check them out.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. You won't be disappointed. They put out an album last year called Certain Death, and it's banger, 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 banger.
I'll probably send some nudes and everything.
Yeah.
Everyone just looked at me like, wow, man. They're probably going to disband after that.
After this interview, they disbanded
Seriously, man. That's dope, man. I'd love to see bands that go up there, man. Because, like, you know, some bands they play and then they don't really do much, you know. But it's cool to see a band and just, like, they're out there, bro. They're going to states, they're going out of the country. And I was like, damn, bro, you were just playing here yesterday. You're over there in Japan now? I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, seriously, that's a trip. Like, even another local band, too, Night Demon, it's like, been watching them progress throughout the years. And, like, when they played Ozfest, I was like, fuck, you made it to Ozfest, man. Well, shit. I remember when they played a little dinky bar called Billio's, like, years ago. And look at them now, you know, like, fuck.
Yeah, they're taking risks, bro. They're doing it. That's the part of it, man. A lot of people don't want to like try to get out there, bro. They're like they're scared they're gonna get denied to say no, like hit up a big promoter, be like, can I play, please? Like they don't even want to do that. They're like, oh no, they're scared to get rejected, bro. Doesn't hurt, you know, just like go out there, can I play? Oh, yeah, I got a spot, you down? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, some people are scared, bro, to play with the big boys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is in life, man, it's taking chances.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, he drinks to that. I'll drink to that too.
Shout out to the real ones.
Seriously. All right then, bro. So we're getting near to the end of our podcast.
Okay.
So is there any people you'd like to give shout outs to, bro?
Oh man, there's like a million. let's see where we start. For sure, Mark, Dan, and Angel Chavez from Keep Fighting. Christina from Auxilio, David, AK, Dorian, all the homies in Civil Conflict, all the homies in Dead Heat, Jacob from Old Dawn, what to do? My homies out in Palm Desert, Brain Vat, Armand from Night Demon, fucking, jeez, man. Tony Cortez from Refuge, John Crear from Listen 23rd, Star 13. And let's see who else. One more. Benji from Railer. And yeah. I could go on, but those are the ones that
come
immediately.
All right, man. So our brother here, Travis, likes to ask the people we interview if they ever had any ghost interactions. Like, if you ever get ever deal with a ghost before.
If I've ever dealt with a ghost before?
Yeah, and the paranormal.
At an old house, it had a. I have like Nintendo games stacked up on a shelf, like all legit, and there's no way they could fall. And then one day, I was just chilling, and I think it was like 3 a.m., and all of a sudden, just, they all came falling down. There was no earthquake, there was nobody that, you know, knocked them down. Or, you know, it was just, whoa.
Man, that ghost was like, get that shit out of here, dog. Why does everything happen at 3 in the morning, dog?
It's witching hour, that's what they call it.
Yeah. Would you know?
Yeah, that's what they call it. Every time, bro. Yeah. Why is it always like that? How old were you, bro, when that happened?
I think I was 30. I'm 35 right now, so.
Damn. That's still, it's a trip, bro. It doesn't matter what old we are, bro. It's like, you can deal with that shit. It just still, like, gets you, like, tripped out. You know, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, for sure.
As a kid, you don't really understand, but as an adult, you're like, "What the fuck? That doesn't make sense," you know. It's a trip. Definitely. All right, then, bro. So, it was dope for you know, joining us and let us interviewing you. So we're about to end it. So I'm Dead King.
It's Ogre,
and we're gonna let you end it with the last song.
All right. And the last song that I chose was, no surprise, my homies out in Dead Heat. The End Incomplete off their album Certain Death that came out last year on Edgewood Records.
All right. Peace.
For your soul to keep. Now it's finally gone. The end is complete.